Nam Om Myoho Renge Kyo, Nam Om Myoho Renge Kyo, Nam Om Myoho Renge Kyo. Hi friends, how are you doing? I hope you're well and safe. This is a big topic, this entry into volume 2 of Buddhism Reference. So I'm not going to get fully in depth into it, but I'll give you a taste of what the internet says versus any differences in greater depth that you can go into in our resource and practice of Nichiren's doctrine of the Lotus Sutra. And so there'll be references in here to the first volume of Buddhism Reference. It's unavoidable. Dependent origination. Not really something we talk a lot about in our Lotus Sutra Buddhist practice, right? However, it is a term you're going to run into a lot as you study and you read sutras. And so as Volume 2 really presents these more in-depth concepts, they're useful to remember how the teachings of the Lotus Sutra developed. We have a much more comprehensive, I would say, more in-depth knowledge through science, through our cultures, through our human development for thousands of years. So what we practice today and the rhetoric that we use today is founded on these early concepts, more developed, as is all of Buddhism, throughout the Hinayana and later Hinayana and then Theravada and then early Mahayana and then full Mahayana, right? Shakyamuni discusses in the Lotus Sutra that Lotus Sutra is the accomplishment, the ultimate of the Mahayana, the great, the one vehicle. So here we go. From the Encyclopedia of Buddhism online, I don't think I made many. I add parenthetical notes in here just, and I'm pretty good about saying parentheses mine, so you know that I'm interjecting, but I don't think I have any here. Number one, the 12 links of dependent origination, also called the 12 nidanas, or nidana, that's from, whether it's Pali or Sanskrit, are a specific example of the principle of dependent origination. I'm glad they said it that way, because oftentimes it's thought that the Nidana are, as read, the dependent origination. Dependent origination is a big, broad concept, and it really comes to fruition in the 3,000 realms, or the engine of life, as I call it, right? Karma itself. But the early study, the Nidana, demonstrated to those who didn't have the capacity to think this way an ordered list of conception and coming into being, right? It was instrumental early on to break people of the idea that they were somehow blown out of a super force's hand or came from eggs or whatever, that humanity had a progenitor that is energy, not some super being. And that was difficult to get across 3,000 years ago, okay? The thrust of the formula is such that when certain conditions are present, they give rise to subsequent conditions, which in turn give rise to other conditions, thus illustrating the cyclical nature of the life in samsara. I would say that description is lacking, but, you know, it's not altogether wrong. It's just that samsara is a mental cognition, whereas conditions, and they didn't even mention tendencies, but conditions beget other conditions, which are themselves tendencies toward, right, momentum. Anyway, number two, the 12 links can be understood on different levels. For example, one, as causal links in the moment-to-moment creation of karma. Interesting that they used moment-to-moment. And karma, and I get into that much more deeply. If you look up karma in the first volume, you'll see. And number two, as causal links in the process of rebirth within cyclic existences, samsara. Yeah, see, that's, I'm glad they put samsara in there, if you understand that samsara is a mental state. Because the process of rebirth within cyclic existence, moment to moment to moment to moment, like they said, number one. See, this is where a lot of people get lost in Buddhism. They right away, they leave moment to moment, and they think, oh, lifetime after lifetime, rebirth, reincarnation. No. No, that's old Hinduist traditions, Hinduism. You know, they still, and they call themselves Buddhism, but there's a lot of traditional folklore in Tibetan Buddhism. And I know you all know about Tibetan Buddhism because it makes the news and people hear about the Dalai Lama and so forth. But you have to understand that although they study Buddhism, they also practice and spread the idea of multiple lifetimes, when in fact, that's a gross misunderstanding of the cycle of birth and death, right? Something else you can look up in volume one, right? Or first volume. Anyway, moving on. Number three, in either case, the relationship between the links, nidanas, is not considered to be a linear causal process in which each link automatically gives rise to the next link. I just did a video on timelines and moments. Now I get into that in a different way, but you'll recognize it. Rather, each link in the process arises in dependence upon multiple causes and conditions. The tendencies did, right? So that's interesting. That's from the internet. Here's what I said. As an example, in order for ice to be created, water is a necessary condition. But the presence of water does not automatically create ice. Other conditions, such as a cold temperature, are required. In the same way, within the context of the 12 links, it is possible to prevent certain links in the chain from arising by changing the conditions from which they arise. This is how we influence karma, influence the conditions, the momentum of the chains of causation. By developing wisdom in place of ignorance, the first link, a link is removed from the chain, thus breaking the chain that keeps us bound in the repetitive cycle of birth and death, or birth and rebirth. Yeah? See volume one. Thus, it is said, one can become liberated from cravings and clinging energies that bind us to this samsaric way of experiencing life. See also consciousnesses, nine consciousnesses, and nidana in the first volume. So that's all I'm saying in the book. It's quite a mouthful, actually. And if you follow those links, you'll start to grow your idea of what this dependent origination is about. It's really about the interstitials, you know, from moment to moment. The next moment is highly influenced, if not completely influenced, unless we take conscious measures with our ninth consciousness to modify the tendencies proliferating moment after moment, after cycle of birth and death. Yeah? Okay. Thank you. Thank you for participating, for being here. Thank you. Oh, Devas is next. That'll be interesting. So, thank you for your support. Do a bodhisattva thing. Like and subscribe. Doesn't cost anything. Takes a few seconds. If you can do more, fantastic. We all appreciate every time you purchase an ebook or a book or a mandala or go to Patreon or PayPal and support us any way you can. It's essential. We need to propagate this teaching. If you're watching the news at all, and I don't recommend it because it's pretty depressing, but the world really needs our influence badly, right? We need to get people on board with rational thought, right? Life-affirming thought. Let's make that happen. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Thank you so much. Please take care of your health, okay? And I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.